Close that door, baby.
I got time.
Just go.
Griselda Avila is 27 years old. She's a single mother of three. And until recently, she worked supporting her family at the Cargill XL beef processing plant at the skirt steak table. By the time the cows got to her work area, they'd been slaughtered and prepared for butchering. The carcasses came in hanging from a long chain that ran over the plant floor.
Peeling and trimming and just trimming the fat off is what it was. It's fajitas is what it is.
It was grindingly repetitive work. More than 4,500 cows went through the plant daily. When Avila was done with one, there was always another behind it. But just a few weeks ago, she saw something she never expected.
The last cow was coming down the chain and, well, you know, our people there were just banging, like, our hooks on the stuff and yelling, like, people started crying and like, oh my God, this is the end of it.
Avila never graduated from high school. And like many of the more than 2,000 workers who are laid off, she's not sure how she'll find another job that pays as well. She laughs and tells me she wishes she could win the lottery. She'd buy the plant and reopen it herself. Years of drought have left the Texas cattle herd at its lowest level since the 1950s. The Cargill company says there are simply not enough cows left to keep the plant running. In downtown Plainview, just a few blocks from Avila's house, the streets tell the story of just how central the cattle industry is to this town. Images of cows and cowboys are on every street sign. Statues of cows are everywhere, carved in wood, cast in metal, but mostly pressed in fiberglass as part of a decade-old project to promote tourism. The plant was part of what gave Plainview its identity. Now, in the domino logic of factory closures, no work at the plant means less business everywhere else. Tucked behind a grain elevator south of the Cargill plant, the Frisco Bakery has served up pastries and steaming plates of Mexican food for over 50 years. The Hispanic population the restaurant caters to is the largest single demographic in town. But on a recent Thursday evening, proprietors Irene and Ruben Olivas were closing up for the night and wondering how much longer their business will last.
Customers are leaving already, and we're very slow. We see the sales, and as far as cutting the meat that we need for the week at the regular time, it's been going down.
Another business, a cleaning company with contracts at the Cargill plant, has already laid off its entire workforce of 125 people. Ruben Olivas immigrated to Plainview from Mexico years ago. Now he thinks a lot of people will be moving on. Now that people are leaving here, he says, you're going to see a lot of houses for rent. Instead of a growing Plainview, it's going to be a ghost Plainview. The term ghost town was used a lot while I was in Plainview. Plant worker Griselda Avila had said much the same thing. And over breakfast at the Frisco, Jose Ricardo Amaya said a lot of his relatives were already planning to leave.
Hopefully it doesn't go to a ghost town.
He said ghost town was more than just a figure of speech.
Yeah, a lot of the people. Yeah, it's going to hurt them. To relocate somewhere else where they can find a life again, they have to sell what they have.
That's, unfortunately, a not uncommon experience for the Great Plains of the United States.
Steve Murdoch used to be the state's demographer. He now runs the Hobby Center for the Study of Texas at Rice University. A lot has been made of Texas population boom in recent years. But Murdoch says many counties in the Plains regions have consistently lost people. It's a trend that started years ago, as fewer and fewer people were needed for farming. Now the drought could be speeding up the process.
Substantial population loss can in fact occur and does occur.
At his City Hall office, Plainview Mayor Wendell Dunlap works to buck that trend.
Nobody is willing to let this community die because of this setback.
He said the key is to expand the city's business base, so another closure like this won't hit so hard. That could mean opening a technology training center at a local junior college or attracting new companies. There's even the off chance the processing plant could reopen someday. That's if the drought ends and cattle numbers rebound. But Dunlap says that would be years from now, and anyway, no one's counting on it.
We're pretty much operating as if the plant will not reopen.
And across the railroad tracks north of town where the Cargill plant used to operate, planning for the future seems like an abstraction. The people here are still grieving for what they've lost. The day before I left town, I walked by the plant. Birds were picking at bags of fast food that littered the parking lot. A few empty beer cans marked the spot of what might have been a farewell toast. And leaving the building after his last shift, I met Johnny Ray Muniz. He was carrying a certificate in a manila envelope.
It's a Value Cargo Employee Award. And it's, oops, oh no.
A wind gust caught the certificate and blew it a few yards down the road before he retrieved it and read it to me.
I got it. Here we go, let's try this way. It's a certificate of recognition. It's hereby awarded to Johnny Ray Muniz as a valued cargo employee for 6 years. Everyone matters. That's one good positive thing, you know.
The envelope had the number 479. The everyone matters was all in caps. Ray Muniz said he'd like to stay in town if he can, but he isn't exactly sure what he'll do. Every time I make plans, he said, they never turn out the way I want them to. For State Impact Texas, I'm Mose Bouchelle.